up to Anurag, and that Anurag can realize all this, otherwise not. So it is cause or cause. There should be certainty there. If some development goes, then it comes karma. Karma means object. It is that to realize Krishna beauty, he is seeing this thing,
eyebrow.
And she is seeing that Krishna is seeing towards corner of eye. And this bhangi, bhangi means
attitude, mood.
This seeing mood is speaks to her from eyes and eyes, and it comes in the heart. Then we realize something, what Krishna wants. How she is, he is beautiful, and how she is, and what he wants. Then it is karma. To realize this thing is karma. No? It is upper than that onward. Here is karma. Here I am Naika. Krishna is Nayak. And I am testing him. This is Anurag. Three things he has there. And he melts and melts and melts. Always doing rasa swadan, karma. Here, Nayak and Naika both comes less important. Understand? At that time, I am Nayak, she is Naika. It is known. But gradually it comes less important. Only Aswadan, Anand is developing. But at that time she sees Krishna also. At Krishna she is thinking also. Each other. And they are testing each other. This thing also lives there. But when above this stage comes, it is so develop anurag that na so ramani, na so raman. I am not Naika, he is not Nayak. Where is he? Where am I? Who am I? Who is he? Nothing. Only the taste is there. Mood is there. This is the fruit of Ladini. Ladini means Ananda. So Ananda is there. Both mixed and became only Ananda. This is Rasaraj Mahabhav, both mixed. In this is Samvedya Dasa. Only that frame in the highest stage, he only knows that there is Ananda. Nothing, here is not Krishna and he Naika. A stage is like so. And this is called Bhav. So three things. Karan, karma, bhav. Cause, object, and mood. When it comes on the last stage, it is called swasambhedya dasa. Only that bhav mood of ananda can realize that prem, can test that prem. So it is called swasambhedya dasa. But it can be in every gopis, less or more. Because all gopis are of Mahabhav. Here he has told that swasambhedya dasa comes javad ashe vritti. Javad ashe vritti means last stage of ashe and vishay. The vishay of prem is Krishna and the ashe of prem is Srimati Radhika. So all these things, swasambhedya dasa, only in being in highest mood in Srimati Radhika. Because he is the last point of ashraya. When Krishna will be ashraya of this prem, he will be also insane. Then he will see that I am, where is Radhika, where I am, only Ananda. And that stage has come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone can go in this stage and read Bhagavatam this, then actually he can understand. And if anyone is so much far distant from this idea, only worldly things for sample or udaharan.
Example.
For example. We will see all these things. So by bhajan we should go up to worldly things, doing bhajan. And we should have sattvic, shuddha sattva. And then we will rise more and more. If it is so happiness in reading, in still when we are in worldly modes, still we are so much benefited. But when we will have sadhana like that, and we have Vishuddha Sattva, then we realize. Today, only Bhumika.
Introduction.
Introduction. And after that, we can ensure. This is a very, very graphic thing, very deep thing. To read Srimad Bhagavat, how to be qualified. No other duty, nothing. Only how to see that? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When you will go to preach, you will have to tell the history of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. I am not this body, I am this body, leave anger, all everything. So it has been told. Then you will have to be pakka bairagi, don't come, otherwise everything will be lost. बंद कर दिया इसने पहले गोइंग ऑन